Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody. It is Janet Metzger, and we're here on the Network Marketers Den. And today I'm going to introduce you, and you're going to hear from a new friend of mine that I met through networking. And that's what we're going to talk about. It's Kevin Willett, and he's actually from Draycott, Massachusetts, right near New Hampshire, kind of on the border. But I will tell you, this gentleman is a master networker. And this is a pretty important subject if you're in network marketing, considering that the first word is networking. But there are some tips and tricks. I have learned just a ton from this gentleman. I was actually introduced to you, Kevin, way last year by a friend of mine who lives up in your area that said, you should give this a try. Well, I said, okay. And then I didn't do anything, kind of typical. But I'll tell you what, I saw you on Facebook, and man, you've got some great, great tips. So now I'm stalking you every day. So I love it. So well, welcome. Awesome.
Thank you for the invite. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. You know, things have changed so much. I mean, you work with people and help them with their networking skills. And what did you tell me the other day? You said you're kind of like a matchmaker, right? Is that a good description?
That's what we're trying to do, Janet. Because for me, what I found missing in networking is the connection piece. So again, as you know, I run events, and a lot of groups are focused on events. And to me, that's one piece. But I meet a lot of people that I jokingly call you geographically undesirable because you're not near me, so you can't come to an in-person event. So what I saw was a need to match people, saying, Janet, you know, I know what you do. I think you should talk to this person, and this is why. So I found that the matchmaking really made a big deal because I have a lot of clients, Janet, that they don't want to come to events. You know, the events are at lunchtime. They're like, Kev, I love you, but I'm just busy, you know, so I don't want to take the time to stop. But if you can introduce me to good caliber people, that's where the gold is for me. So we've been kind of focusing on that. And, you know, people tease me, Janet, because, you know, I did a video on it because I'll often describe you as like, she's just cool. Or she gets it. I like her. You know, they're like, Kev, what do you mean she gets it? You know, she understands networking. You know, I did it today. You know, there's a woman, she does door-to-door sales for a company. I'm like, you got to talk to her. She's a hustler. She gets it. You know, and people say, that's just a weird way to introduce people. But now everyone laughs at it like, oh, so she's another one. She gets it. I'm like, yeah, she understands the value of helping people.
Right.
Because for me, that's when my life changed. Because like everyone else, I would go to networking events and I'd meet you. Jay, you should join my group. Jay, you should join my group. I stepped back and said, you know what? Stop doing it. When I meet you, I'm like, Janet, this is someone I know that I think you could benefit from meeting. You know, so when I go to an event, I'll try to ask the person, tell me about yourself. You know, I let them go first, if you will. And then I'm like, okay, based on what you said, here's two people I know that you should meet. Do you want to meet them? And then people ask me, so what do? I do that. I introduce people. I'm a connector. And it's easier than saying, you know, I tell people I'm a professional networker. Like, what does that mean? A professional networker? But if I introduce you to somebody, I'm like, see, this is what I do, Janet. I meet people. My clients are paying me to introduce them to people. So when I'm somewhere and I meet you, right away I'm going through the Rolodex. Who does Janet get to meet? And I joke it's a dating service at that point in time. Because I'll send you someone's profile saying, hey, based on a conversation, here's two people I think you should meet. Here's their LinkedIn profile or their page on my website. Let me know if you want to meet them. If you say yes, they say yes, I introduce you.
Then you introduce people.
It's a simple way to network. Because it throws people off. Because they're like, well, why are you introducing me to all these people? Because that's what I do. But, you know, everyone's at the event trying to sell when I'm trying to sell my friends. So it throws people. They're like, this is weird. He's, you know, you haven't tried to sell me on your membership. I'm like, I don't need to. If I do my job and I introduce you to good people, you're going to want to join without me even having to ask you.
Right. Simple. Right. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Makes complete and total sense. Because it is about introducing, and as long as you're going at it from the what's in it for them, not what's in it for you. I'm sure that the walls just kind of fall, right?
Because they're like, you're not looking for anything, people ask me, how can I help you? Introduce me to often I'll say, introduce me to cool people. If you meet someone at a networking event, like, wow, I really like this person, that's what I want to meet.
That's who you want to meet.
You know, just because, again, when we're doing the events online, Janet, you really need good people, you know, that are friendly, that are there to network, because you're having 6 minutes with each person. You're like, oh, you know, what's this Janet doing and stuff? So, you know, but again, you know, there's people were looking at me, but that's often my answer. And people are like, of course that would be your answer. You know, they're looking, you want to meet CPAs and bookkeepers. I want to meet cool people.
Yeah.
I expect nothing else out of you, Kevin, some type of random answer like that.
You know, it's funny you say that, because when you said she gets it, I get what you mean when you say they get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So in your years of being an expert at networking, what have you found are some of the biggest mistakes that people will make?
Trying to sell, number one. Now, I'm really weird, Janet, because I don't mind you trying to sell to me, because you often see you got to build a relationship and no one tells you how to do that. And it can be super creepy. So you'll send me a connection request. And I had a guy do it last week. I really like your profile picture. You're a good looking guy. That's kind of weird. You know, all the comment on, you know, I have twin nephews. They're two. And you're like, oh, I saw you pictures with your nephews. I'm like, don't go there, dude. You know, I fight with one of my friends because he's a believer in building relationships, where I'm like, you know what, Janet, if you have something you want me to know about, just tell me. You know, like, hi, how's the weather in Dragut? You know, is it raining there? I don't want to have seven messages on Facebook with you. Right. If you're like, hey, yeah, this is what I do. Are you interested? It's okay. And my friends get mad. They're like, you know, you have to build that relationship. You got to get to, and I'm like, I see it. But, you know, again, if you're trying to build it and I know that's something I'm interested in or not, I'm like, let's hit the fast forward button. Because for me, you know, I believe, you know, I've reached out to someone. If you send me a connection request, I'm like, hey, thanks for connecting. Why did you choose to connect with me? You know, and often, and so we have a mutual friend. Because I want to, A, thank the friend for introducing us, because that's what you should do.
Right.
But I'm like, tell me how I can help you. I open the door for you. And you're like, hey, this is how you can help me. This is what I do. Do you have an interest in it? That way we can get to yes or no. Or just like me, I'm like, if you're not interested in networking events, that's cool. Just tell me. Because I'm doing 6-8 events a month. I'm going to be pinging you all the time going, hey, Janet, do you want to come? If you don't, take us both off the hook and just say no. So you're not like, oh my God, Kevin's emailing me again. You know, just, I don't want to do that to people.
Right.
So I'm just totally open. Just tell me what you want. If it works, it does. But, you know, I have friends, you know, they'll unfriend you. You know, if you, you know, they send me a connection request and they ask me if I was interested in products. I'm like, I don't have an issue with it. But a lot of friends, you know,
that's interesting, because I have heard, I'm like you. Some people say I could be from the East Coast, because I'm pretty direct and I don't have time to like, la, la, la. You know, first they wave and then they, how are you? And I'm like, come on.
But I have people, if you do that, they're going to block you, untrend you and get mad, you know, because my friend did a big debate on LinkedIn about it. And I was the only one on the other team. You know, I there's people like, if someone does that, I send them a message. I correct them. I teach them not to do that, you know, because how dare they waste my time, you know, and just like, okay, you know, but to me, you know, at the end, that's where we're going. So I don't want to answer 13 questions about the weather or, you know, am I a Bruins fan? You know, just let's just get to the end. And, you know, if we have the chemistry, let's do business. And if we don't, that's okay too and stuff.
But so yeah, ask, how can I help you?
Yes, so I open the door for you. So if you're like, hey, how you can help me is this is what I do. You know, I'm this direct sales company. I'm looking for team members, clients, whatever it may be. Please go ahead and pitch it to me. You know, if it's something I'm interested, great. You know, but the follow up to that is just accept no. You know, with some people, you know, I had one person yell at me because, you know, so I run two networking groups. I'm a part-time professor. I got it pretty full plate. They reached out about an opportunity and I just wasn't interested. And they basically asked me if I was stupid. They're like, are you stupid? This is a great opportunity to make money. Are you too stupid to want to make money? And I guess the answer is I am. But I was like, how is that going to work? Like,
Oh my gosh.
But I was just like cracked up. I'm like, you know, don't do that. Don't pressure people, you know? And that's what happens is, you know, she's like, you know, this is a golden opportunity. My favorite was I had one guy, cause again, very direct. And I'm like, you know, and I asked him about it. He's like, look, I connected with you cause I know what you do. And even only if a 10th of your friends got involved in this, dude, I'd be super rich. And he was, I just started cracking up. I'm like, I love the direct approach. He's like, you're a networking guy. If you got on my team and you brought a 10th of your friends, dude, you know, I'm set for life.
Right.
So that's why I want to be your friend and stuff. I'm like, cool. That's a good approach.
Nothing wrong with that. But see, I agree. I tend to, you know, yes, you still got to be nice when you're networking. Yes or no, you still have to be nice. So that is a huge mistake, is that people go right into selling in some people's thoughts. But if you're connecting with the right people, do you find it's, has it changed a lot because of social media with the networking?
Yeah, I think it has, because to me, it's been awesome because it's allowed me to connect with people like you that I wouldn't meet in real life. So it's been favorable. But for some people, I saw this a few months ago. I have a friend who sells auto insurance, and he did a post that he was really mad because no one will let him just quote their insurance. You know, he's like, you know, I can save people money. They won't even give me the time of day. And Dad's like, you know, look, I know you're frustrated, but don't do a post like that. Because telling people that they're selling them whatever word you want to use for not letting you save them money is not going to make them jump and come play with you and stuff. You know, so I'm like, talk about how you've saved people money. Like, hey, you know, I worked with this person, you know, because I saw a friend did this morning because we talked about it. I'm like, stop asking to quote insurance, but give me examples. Hey, so I have a friend that lives in New Hampshire. You know, we have to save them $500 in the car insurance by doing this. Tell them how it happened and not just randomly, hey, I saved money, or people are selling product. You know, there's a person that took the product and this happened. Well, if it's not your personal experience, I'm like, okay, you're like, I have friends that sell CBD oil. And they always share, this is why I sell it. I took the product and this is the results I personally received. To me, that's powerful. I'm like, okay, you know, they actually did it. Not, you know, hey, the company talks about someone that no one ever met, that may or may not exist, that wonderful things happen. Talk to me about your personal experience.
Personal experience. That to me, I agree. I think that's very important. And, you know, for our listeners, one of the most important things you need to do as a networker is you need to be able to tell stories. That's all you have to do. People will listen if you're telling a story. You know, you and I had talked before we jumped on, and we talked about how important it is to keep a story short. And, you know, when you do the networking, can you tell us a little bit about maybe if there is such an ideal amount of time, or, you know, just a little bit about timing and how much you should be talking versus listening.
So for me, like when I share, you know, we try to share Facebook Live, LinkedIn Live, Instagram, I'm trying 3 to 5 minutes, you know, and what really works for me, Janet, that I didn't understand when I first started is when I tell you stories about how I messed up.
Oh yeah.
I get more likes on that than anything. I can go, Janet, this is the number one networking tip in the world. But if I'm like, hey, today, let me tell you how I made a mistake. Way, way more views. And because people like Kev, you're real. You're not trying to sell us on your profit, because we know you're not. But you know, when you're like, hey, I messed up. This is what I did. I totally mishandled the situation. When I share that, I get more likes and views than anything else. Because people like to see, you know, because sometimes we all put pressure on ourselves. You know, I did it last week. We had a networking event. It was actually you I did it to and one other person. I spelled your name wrong when I sent the email out.
Yeah.
I did it to someone else. Honest mistake. But I looked at it. I'm like, come on, you know, what's Janet's opinion of you if you got her name right?
I'm still talking to you, so it wasn't must not have been too bad. Nobody can spell my name.
Your case was funny because I was so focused on your last name that I messed up your first name. But, you know, but like I said, so I'll talk about that. You know, I made a mistake. You know, I try to teach my students, networking people, copy and paste is your worst enemy. Because I did it a few weeks ago. I was sending out a bunch of invites, and I said, Dear Janet, and sent it to like 23 people who weren't named Janet.
Okay.
And a couple of people, like, first of all, my name's Mary, you know, so strike one. You know, so copy and paste can be your enemy too. Make sure you proofread things. You know, right. So I sent it out to a bunch of people, and I thought I'd only copied the invite, not the name. And a couple of people who were friends with me, like, Kev, tacky. You know, you're trying to cut corners with the copy and paste, and you called everyone Janet, and whether that's guys, girls, whatever it was, like, awesome. So it can get awkward. But and I went right on social media. I talked about it. Hey, I messed up today. I sent a bunch of invites out to a bunch of people who weren't named Janet, saying, "Dear Janet, can you come to the event?" Well, you know, Mary, Keith, Peter, all were mad, you know, like, dude, you know, that's wrong. You know, you can't even take the time to get my name right, but you want me to come to your event.
Right. You know, that's such an important lesson because, well, two things for network marketers. The first thing is it's a business. People love to be recognized. And the one thing that they own is they own their name. Yep, and sure. So very, very important. And it's sometimes we just have to slow down to speed up. And then the other thing is network marketers duplicate. It's all about duplication. Being perfect is pretty tough to duplicate. So if you're real and you mess up, you know, in fact, last week I met a gentleman and I was on his podcast and it's all about your worst mistakes ever. You know, that's the whole podcast. So you're right. I think that's really, really key. So 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, to me, it's shorter the better, you know, because as you mentioned before, we all have a short attention span. You know, for instance, now when we're interviewing clients, we're asking them to share 3 tips. Because what I see personally, if I'm scrolling the news and I see, you know, 3 tips on something, I'm probably going to stop because I know it's only 3. So I'm just going to glance the article to see what the headers are. What are the 3 tips? Hey, I never knew that tip about networking, so I'll read a little bit more. So, you know, and to me, it just catches people. And when I've done it, you know, when I've used that format, hey, 3 tips on this, views go way up. You know, because people are trying to get everything into one blog post or one conversation. You know, I have a friend that does it, you know, and the next 97 minutes, I message him. I'm like, dude, as soon as I heard that, I just delete, you know, I just turned it off. You know, because we're going on YouTube and the first thing we do is look at how long the video is. If
Absolutely.
It's 3 to 5 minutes, you know, I'm going to do it. If it's, you know, God forbid, you know, a 2-hour video, sorry, no one has the time unless you really, really need that information. You're like, hey, you know, this person is one of the greatest speakers in the world on this subject. Okay, you might have the ability to get someone to listen for an hour. But if you're someone like the rest of us trying to make their way in the world and you're not viewed as the expert of all things, no one's going to give you that amount of time.
No, absolutely. I think about when I scroll through my feed on Facebook and sometimes I'll see people have these lives and they're 2 hours and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just go right by them.
It just backs up what we're saying and no one's going to take the time, you know, so.
Right. So when somebody, and I'm going to throw you this curveball, but I know for you, it's not a curveball. So I've got 3 minutes. What do I talk about? What should I say in those 3 minutes? Is there kind of like a format you recommend that people follow?
For me, I agree with what you said earlier, a story and what's in it for me. I have a friend that whenever we talk, you know, I'll start saying something like, hey, what's in it for me? Kev, I know you're going to do this wonderful thing. What's in it for me? Why do I care? So, you know, when you're telling that story, you know, you got to look and say, okay, let me share something that happened to me or a client. But make it relatable because, again, if I'm not in that boat and you're telling me something, if it doesn't mean anything to me, you know, again, I talk about it, you know, well, you know, the company talks about someone that we've never met, you know, that had this great result. If it's you, if it's your mom, your dad, hey, my dad was having all sorts of problems. He started taking this product and this is the results he saw. Because to me, right away, I'm like, huh, her dad's around my age. I have a similar issue. Now I'm drawn in because it's like, okay, someone I already know and respect is telling me that her dad, who has similar issues to me, had, you know, had good results. Now I'm listening versus, you know, hey, I just want to, you know, always focus on who's in front of you. What is it that they want to learn? Because it's hard, because sometimes it's a diverse group, you know, like young people, older people. But I always, you know, for me, like talking about networking, you know, I may start telling me, hey, Janet, tell me about the groups you belong to and what do you like or dislike about them? So once I have that data, so for me, like some people never want to come to in-person events. So me telling you how great my in-person events or online events are, zero value, because you already told me going to events doesn't work for you time-wise. So I'm going to talk about the benefits of membership to you. So if I ask you, you know, tell me about networking, you tell me networking's stupid, well, I might just, you know, nice seeing you, Jen, and just walk away and go talk right. to someone else.
Right.
Because I'm not going to try to convince you that it's not. But I always want to ask those leading questions. Tell me about what you like or dislike about networking. You know, so once you tell me what you like about it, then I can look at what I'm doing that fits what you just said. Hey, right. you mentioned, you know, you don't put a lot of effort in the social media. Well, as a client, we promote you on social media every month. So I have people that join just for that piece because I know Kev's at least getting a message out about me every month to his followers. So that's how my approach is. Let them tell you what they need and then solve it for them.
Right.
Versus
right.
like, hey, you know, you should come to my, like, you know, I have friends, you know, our events, lunchtime, they're like, I just can't do a lunchtime event. It just doesn't work, you know, so they're not looking for that. So we try to, you know, just don't force something on them they don't want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That makes complete and total sense. You know, you want to, you're there to solve a problem, but if they don't have that problem, you're just kind of wasting your time.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, I used an example. There was a gentleman who sells solar and he was at one of my events and there was a firefighter there. The firefighter doesn't like solar panels because if there's a fire in the house, they have to break the solar panels and they're like glasses flying. He just doesn't like it for that reason.
Sure.
And the guy kept trying to sell him solar panels. So finally I went over and I'm like, dude, just walk away. Well, yeah, you know, this is just getting painful, you know? And if I'm just like, trying to tell him I'm not interested, but you know, he was so convinced he could change someone's mind. It was a long time ago. I gave up on trying to change people's minds. I had a woman get mad at me a few weeks ago because she told me that she just doesn't like networking. I'm like, hey, thank you for being honest with me. I really appreciate it. She's like, well, aren't you going to try to convince me to come to your events? I'm like, nope. There's a lot of other people I can be talking to today. I'm not going to try to convince you because if you don't believe it works and you're on one of my calls and you're having that attitude with the other people on the call, that's bad for me.
Absolutely.
I don't want you anywhere near my people. If you don't believe it works, then I have to respect that. I'm not going to try to change your mind.
Right.
Plenty of other people to talk to.
You know, there's a saying in the network marketing world by one of the greats, Randy Gage. And Randy has always said, I'm looking for people that are looking. And yeah. and that's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
So a great point there, because I have people that are convinced they can help you. Maybe that's through weight loss or whatever it may be. And I'm just like, you know what? She's not ready. I know that you've used the product and seen amazing results, but you don't know what that person's psychological, you know, they've tried products that haven't worked, whatever it may be. So when they're ready, they're going to come. But stop, you know, making them feel bad going, but Janet, you know, look at me, I lost 50 pounds. You need to lose 50 pounds too. You should be taking this product. It just doesn't work that way. And you're going to lose friends, you know, because I've had people, you know, they've lost friendships over it because they get mad going, you know, because we talked about this, you see posts, you know, well, you know, hey, my uplines challenged me to do 7 parties this month, or hey, everybody, you know, I'm $100 away from reaching my goal for the month. Someone buy something from me so I can hit my goal.
You know, crazy. Just,
yeah, you know, if they, you know, it's one thing if like, hey, Janet's my client, she buys product every month. She just hasn't put in her order to go, hey, Janet, I know you usually buy product every month. Getting near the end of the month, I was hoping you were going to put in an order, you know. If we're friends and say, you know, hey, you know, because we're friends, I can tell you that, you know, I kind of need your order to hit my goal for the month. If you're my friend, like, oh, I'll just take care of it right now and just place the order. But trying to shame people into, you know, getting on your team or doing something, and then, you know, not being friends with them because they didn't support you, they didn't come to your party or buy product from you, you know, because again, you know, people get into products and like, well, this product's better than what you're using. And that may be the case, but you know what, Jen, I may not have an extra $10 to spend on that product. You know, right, I know it's probably better or whatever, but it's just like, yeah, but Janet, you know, I can go to the department store and buy something that works that I've been using for 30 years. I just don't have the extra money to buy something nicer. So, you know, never put your friends in that situation.
For sure. Oh, for sure. And even if you might not be friends after that, and you're certainly not going to gain new friends, but do you find that as a networker, as a professional networker, what you're really doing is you're planting seeds?
Yeah, it's so true, you know, because I had one guy laugh at me because if I ask you and you're not interested, I'm like, I really appreciate you taking a moment to send me an email and tell me you're not interested. That's super kind of you. And he's like, that's the weirdest answer I've ever gotten to a rejection in my life. But what I find is things change. You know, where today you're in a job where you don't need to network. You know, you're working in a corporation. All of a sudden, you go out on your own. I've known people for 10 years who have never come to an event, never interact with me, and all of a sudden look down at Facebook going, geez, I mean, like, hey, I want to join your group, or hey, I want to start coming to events. I'm like, what changed? And in some cases, you went from a corporate job to, you know, now you're working for yourself, or, you know, especially with everything that's happened, people looking for new opportunities, you know, hey, a lot of my clients have dried up. I'm looking for new opportunities. So it's humbling when people, you know, 10 years down the road, you know, all of a sudden appear like, hey, you know, I want to do it. But begin, it's being polite to them. If they're not interested, thank them for their time. Say, if anything changes, reach out, or maybe ping them, you know, once a year or something. Hey, did anything change? But just, you know, be humble, you know, and just keep going. And it's just super weird when that happens. Or, you know, I'll have somebody who I just call them like my Facebook stalkers. You know, the person that connects with you and never interacts with you. And all of a sudden they'll, you know, hey, I have a client for you. And you're like, well, that's super cool. I have no idea who you are. Because for me, I connect with everyone. So I joke, you know, most of my followers, if they ran in my house and kiss or punch me, and I have no idea who they are, you know, because I just believe every connection is valuable. Because again, you know, I got to meet you through a friend. So if I didn't have that connection, I maybe wouldn't have gotten to you. So, because I have friends that are very particular about who they connect with. You know, if they don't know you personally, they don't want to connect with you. And depending on what you do for a living, that make perfect sense. If you're in direct sales, you're doing what I'm doing, you should be open to connecting with everyone.
With everybody.
You can always hit the unfollow, unfriend button.
Exactly. Exactly.
This person's creepy. Just nuke them. Get rid of them. Don't worry about it. But, yeah. You know, I don't know them, you know, and just, you know, I laugh because that was the hottest part of growing the business. I call it the boy-girl thing. You know, if I reached out to women who didn't know me, they thought I was creepy. I'm like, so Jen, I built a website and all these Facebook followers just to ask you for a date. Okay, it's a pretty elaborate scheme, you know. It's just, but and again, you know, because of things that have happened. But I'm like, you know what? Accept people if they cross the proverbial line, then just block them and move on.
And just block them. Absolutely. You know,
it's going to happen, you know, but it was just kind of funny because I met a woman that I had asked to meet like a bunch of times before COVID. And finally, you know, I meet her for coffee and, you know, she gets up, she hugs me. She's like, I asked all my girlfriends about you. They said you're just a little creepy. So it was okay to meet you and stuff. And that was her icebreaker and stuff. I'm like, that's a pretty good icebreaker and stuff. So, but just be open to meeting people, you know, because again, I believe that every connection is in it. When you connect with me, I'm just like, hey, thanks for connecting with me. How did you hear about me? What can I do to help you?
Right.
And again, some people take it weird. Like, why do you think I need your help? Because it's funny with Friends of Kevin, especially, you know, people think I'm a support group. They're like, is Kev sick? You know, because it's typically what happens if someone gets cancer or something and we start Friends of Kevin,
right.
You know, raise money for them. You know, and, you know, one guy's like, I don't have any problems. You know, when he connect with him, I'm like, why'd you connect? He's like, well, I don't have any problems. I don't really need Friends of Kevin. And I'm like, buddy, the first thing is admitting our problems. So that's your first step. And, you know, he didn't think that was funny. And so, but it just, you know, trying to get people and just taking that, you know, how can I help you? You know, one of the posts, I don't do it as much as I used to, but there's a show, it just went off the air, Shameless.
I am a shameless viewer.
So I grew up in a neighborhood that was a lot like that. So I really liked the show. And, you know, so on Sundays, I call it Shameless Sunday. I'm like, just go ahead and promote yourself, whether you're client, not client, don't even know you. Facebook, just throw a link to your page, whatever you want. And bloop, you know, it just fills in with people like, hey, thanks for the opportunity. Now, from that, I've gotten clients where, you know, hey, you know, because some people on Facebook, they don't talk about what they do. I just see your page. There's no link to your Facebook page or your business. It just, you know, it doesn't describe your work at all. So I'm like, is Janet someone who needs my services? I don't know. So sometimes that just opens the door. So I just call it Shameless Sunday and just, okay, jump in if you want. And it's amazing to watch how many people will.
Makes sense. So will you tell us a little bit about Friends with Kevin and what you do? Because, you know, I believe this, that networking is a skill. It is not, there's no such thing as a born networker. So you teach the skill of networking. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
What's kind of funny that I do this for a living, because growing up, I was the shyest kid in the neighborhood by far. You know, if I didn't know you, I didn't speak to you, I stuttered a lot. I was painfully shy. So I was getting gas one day, and a woman I grew up with works at the gas station. It's summertime, the window's down. She puts her face in and she just starts cracking up in my face. And I'm like, okay, I have that impact on most women, but what's your deal? Why are you laughing in my face? She goes, how did you go from being the shyest kid in the neighborhood to, you know, being a professor, running businesses, you know, all the things you do? And it was just through practice. You know, I'd like, okay, I'm going to get up and speak to this group, and just getting over that fear. The quick story, the first time I did it, I spoke to a group in person. I was driving there and I stopped to get something out of my trunk. I'm on the phone and the trunk comes down, Jen slams me in the head, pretty much knocks me out. I'm in the car, my feet dangling. I'm on the phone going, Janet, I just slammed my head. If I stop talking, I'm in this parking lot. So I get there, I'm dizzy, the room's spinning. I'm seeing like extra people. I'm like, wow, that lady's a triplet over there. So that's how I had to stop my very first talk. Hey, I'm pretty sure I have a concussion because I slammed my head on the way here. So if I pass out at any point in time during this, please call an ambulance and tell them I have a concussion. The joke is, if I can do it with a concussion, I can do it in real life. It got me over the fear of public speaking. So for Friends of Kevin, basically I started it because I think I'm supposed to change the world. Humble goals. So when I did it, I wanted to help the business community, nonprofits, because a lot of groups don't care about nonprofits. You know, so for me, for Friends of Kevin, I don't charge them to be a client. I'm like, you know, back up your words. If you say you're going to help them, then don't charge them a fee. So we don't charge nonprofits a fee. We try to help artists because, you know, they are in their own little community. So my vision was, let's bring all the communities together in one place. And so basically how it works, we have a membership model. If you're a client, we promote you on social media. We do interviews like this with you. And we just try to connect you with people, you know, just saying, hey, Janet, do you want to talk to this person? But it just, my approach is just to try to help people, you know, and it's really cool when complete strangers will email me saying, hey, you know, everyone, I need this. The coolest, craziest story I have on that, one of my girlfriends is out and, you know, she sends me a text and she had a couple of drinks in her. It's like, hey, I finally got you. I stumped you. I'm like, go ahead. What do you got? She goes, me and my friend, she's turning 40 next year, and we want to get a camel because we want to do camel rides on her 40th birthday up and down the street. I'm like, man, I think she's got me. So when I need something, I go on Facebook, and my expression is someone needs to show me some love. I had someone needs to show me some love. I need a live camel. Who got one? Sure enough, someone's like, I got a live camel, dude. If you want to come get them. And she goes, by the way, camels aren't friendly. You know, they don't want you riding them and stuff. But they knew somebody like, hey, you know, someone I know, you know, their next door neighbor has camels. I texted the guy. He's like, if that crazy dude wants to come get my camel and use it, feel free.
There you go. I think people generally want to help.
Yeah. But it's being asked. That's the difference. Because people would do this post, hey, can anyone help? I find when I ask people directly, hey, Janet, I know you have a good network. This is what I need today. Because everyone has that sense of, hey, wow, I helped people. Because it makes you feel amazing. You know, and it just, to me, especially when I see stuff on social media, I'll reach out like, let's solve this and stuff. But if I can't, I go to the network. Come on, don't let me down. You know, we need to solve this one. And complete strangers will reach out going, woohoo, I'm part of it now. I got to help and stuff. But it's just that really cool feeling. And people never forget that when you just randomly help them. You're like, hey, you know, call this person. They can help. You know, right. Even in the winter, I'll do a post, you know, we're setting up the Friends of Kevin Storm Center. If you plow or you need, you know, your driveway plowed, post it here. We'll find you someone who can come plow for you. And people are like, this is crazy, you know, because, you know, we all do it. Like, oh, it's a little more snow than I want to shovel, you know, but you don't know.
For sure.
You know? And we do that. We'll just open up the storm center and people are just, hey, can you find me someone in North Andover? And someone will see it and send it. Hey, I call Joe. He plows in North Andover. Now, it took me three minutes to type that up. Hey, storm center's open. If you need your driveway plowed or your plower, post here. And just walk away and let people take care of it. People, oh, wow, that was amazing. Thanks for doing that. Yeah, Jen, it was a whole 3 minutes that I typed. You know, it was a pretty big commitment on my part. And just let people take care of it themselves.
So Friends of Kevin, and we're going to put this in the show notes for everybody, Kevin, is a membership program that you have that any business can get into it. But I was on your website earlier today before we started talking, and there's just a wealth of information. You do some great blogs. But I will tell you, for our listeners, you need to follow this guy on Facebook. When you watch his Facebook Lives, they're about 3 minutes, so you practice what you preach, and there's always really, really great nuggets. I watched one on your thing about ghosting people and all of those things, but, you know, I was always taught you never, ever burn a bridge, so, because you never know.
Yeah, it's hard because it's tempting someday, something will happen. Because one of the tips, you know, to share, you know, on that same line is, you know, ask before you yell. Because when we meet people in person, you know, and someone doesn't show up, how dare Janet make me drive 30 minutes to get there and not show up? How dare she waste my time? Well, I had a guy who was supposed to meet me one time. His mom died that day. Mom had a heart attack and died. Now, could you imagine if I would have done that to him? How dare you? You know, I would expect him to be very mad at me and probably never speak to me again.
Right.
My approach is, hey, Janet, we were supposed to meet. I'm concerned. Did something happen to you? And his response was, yeah, unfortunately, my mom died this morning. Now, if I would have been a jerk and like, you know, you wasted my time, you're a bad person, and his mom died, that's the end of our relationship. He's going to be mad at me forever.
Forever.
And I insulted him, you know? So I'm like, always ask before you yell because things happen.
Ask before you yell. Yeah. I like that.
It's only common courtesy because we all make mistakes. I mean, you know, I know the kind of the funny story. I forgot to meet one guy and I was embarrassed, Janet, because that's professional networker doesn't forget to meet people. And I wanted to lie. He worked for the Christian Broadcasting Network. I'm like, it's like lying to Jesus. Like, I told him that. I said, dude, I want to lie because I'm embarrassed. Because I remember it. It was that night I spoke to him and I just put my phone down on the hassock and went back to watching TV. I clearly remember exactly what I did. But I'm like, dude, I want to lie because I'm embarrassed. But, you know, no, it was next week. But it's like lying to God. I can't lie.
Yeah. You can't do that. You can't do that. Well, there you go. That's a perfect excuse, because as you said, you know, just admit when you make a mistake, and people will laugh at it, you know, nothing wrong with that. So, well, Kevin, I have truly enjoyed our time together. You offer so many great things. I'm excited to work alongside you, and I do attend some of your networking events, and everybody, you need to connect with Kevin. Watch him on Facebook. You need to check out Friends of Kevin because it is a skill, you know, and that's what I do is I teach the different skills. Like I said, you're not a born network marketer and you're certainly not a born networker, but the better of a networker you can be, the more successful you will be in your business. So Kevin, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time and I look forward to I watch you every day. I am kind of one of those stalkers, but I still talk to you.
All right, great. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Take care, everybody, and check them out. Mm-hmm. And it's Janet Metzger from the Network Marketers Den. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media, or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at the Network Marketers Den. Thanks again for listening.